USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly, I hope it's the last time we will ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested in New York since the start of the protests. But the mayor is looking forward, focusing on healing, reopening, and rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to phase one.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Yet another nation is accused of playing games with its coronavirus numbers. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Brazil's government has stopped publishing a running total of coronavirus deaths and infections in an extraordinary move that critics call an attempt to hide the true toll of the disease in Latin America's largest nation. On Friday, the Federal Health Ministry apparently took down the website that had showed daily, weekly, and monthly figures on infections and deaths in Brazilian states. On Saturday, the site returned, but the cumulative numbers of infections for states and the nation were no longer there. The site now shows only the numbers for the previous 24 hours. Brazil's last official numbers showed it had recorded over 34,000 deaths related to the coronavirus, the third highest number in the world, just ahead of Italy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The president's daughter is speaking out against what she calls cancel culture. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Ivanka Trump called out cancel culture after plans for her to give a virtual commencement speech were canceled at Wichita State University amid criticism of President Trump's response to the police brutality protests. The university said they would refocus the ceremony on students, with Rebecca Zinnebu, a nursing graduate, as the only speaker. On Friday night, Ivanka tweeted, "Our nation's campuses should be bastions of free speech. Cancel culture and viewpoint discrimination are bad for academia. Listening to one another is now more important than ever." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Tropical storm Cristobal has made landfall along the coast of southeast Louisiana. The center of the storm landed between the mouth of the Mississippi and Grand Isle. As the eastern side of Cristobal swept over Florida on Saturday night, a tornado churned in Sumter County, Florida. About 20 minutes later, a second tornado followed and destroyed a barn. Another tornado hit near downtown Orlando. Two brothers were killed after they were caught in an undertow and swept away off the coast of Louisiana. The young boys were swimming at a beach in Grand Isle when they were caught and swept away. Ahead of the storm, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards requested President Trump declare a pre-landfall emergency for the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.